talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today. The Exchange Club.
Hey, it's a Getaway Friday here on WWGH Radio, July the 30th. Last day we'll be on in the month of July, 17 and a half minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Michelle this week, your friend. I don't know what happened to her. She's off the radar.
I haven't talked to her all day.
Oh, one day, not talking to her. How terrible.
I haven't talked to her much the past couple days, actually.
Well, if she's out there listening, hello. Not that she is.
Not.
Well, she might be in the car because I think she gets off at noon on Friday.
Oh, does she?
I think that's what she told me once. She leaves early on Friday.
See, I don't even know her schedule, so you must be...
No, I knew that because when I originally, years ago, asked her to come on this show, she said on Friday she leaves early.
Oh.
Then there was a whole falling out. Anyway, not to talk... We got other fish to fry today, as a matter of fact. Because you about put me on bad terms with Mary Ellen Withrow. Now, let me tell you what happened here. Now, here's the true story. And Mary Ellen, I hope you're listening so you can hear the whole true story.
I hope she is, too.
Well, I told her this morning, so I have to bring it up again. I hate to bring this up. But here's what happened. When Stewart's was getting ready to open back in February, I said, I need to come over and work the microphone. And every time, no, see, you about said it again. Every time, just come over. Just come over. Just show up. Come on. You can do it. Any time, doors open, come on over. Do it. Okay. So, this week I decided, well, it's time because it's getting to be August. Mm-hmm. So I set up a whole remote for last night to come over for 2 hours, 6 to 8, and we're finally going to do this. I was bringing Golden Voice. I was bringing Mary Ellen. I was bringing the whole crew over. And, of course, you got to plan with these people. So I contacted them earlier in the week, and I said, Thursday night, we're going over to the Stewart's. We're doing this thing. And they both said, I'm there, Scott. I'm there for you. We're going to do it. I'm going to work the microphone. I even told your son, Dawson, on Monday that this was happening 4 days prior. He said, that's fine. Thursdays aren't that busy. It'll be great. The people will love you coming over. I'll tell Mom. And then I messaged you on Tuesday, and I said, Tuesday, get ready. I'm coming on Thursday. And then on Wednesday, I sent you another message, and I said, is tomorrow night good? Because I'm coming 6 to 8. And you were on that day because you commented on the superintendent being on. And then yesterday, 1 hour before I'm supposed to come over, you say, oh, I'm not going to be there tonight. Sorry, we got to time these things better.
We do.
And so, ipso facto, Mary Ellen shows up last night.
Well, I thought you were... I don't know what was going on. You never confirmed with me.
Well, I think we did on the internet. Many go back and check your messages.
In February?
Well, no, check them just past week. Check them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I don't remember Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
So you made me look bad.
I'm sorry.
In front of Mary Ellen.
I really didn't know, like, you had a bunch of people coming. I wasn't sure what was going
on. So if it was just me, it was okay to run out at the last minute.
100%. I didn't know for sure because I never confirmed it. I'm not there.
Let's go back
night.
And look at the messages. What happened this week?
Okay.
Let's just go back and look because we did not talk this much this week.
I didn't feel that well this week, so I really don't remember.
Okay, let's go back here.
That's not a lie.
Okay, whatever you say. Here it is. Wednesday, 8:11 in the morning.
Oh, gosh.
Did Dawson tell you I was coming tomorrow night? And you respond.
Did I?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
And then...
I have brain fog from vertigo.
Later on in the day, 12:59, I said, do you care if we come tomorrow night?
I don't care if you come, but I might not be there.
And then I said, do you want us to come tonight, 6 to 8?
It's us.
Mary Ellen
See,
and myself.
Know.
And you said, what's tonight, 6 to 8?
I didn't know.
You said that at 2:53 yesterday. 2:53.
I really didn't know who was coming. I was confused.
What did you think all those messages were about?
I don't know. You're always like, I need to come. I need to come. So
no, I said, did Dawson
coming.
Tell you? Is it okay? Blah, blah, blah.
You should never, ever rely on a 19-year-old. Did you tell him? Did you tell him, like, a bunch of people were coming?
Yeah, I said, we'll be over.
We.
Well, Mary Ellen, I don't think, confirmed until yesterday. So it, you know.
Right. So you didn't even know for sure.
No, I knew I was coming.
Oh, I have no idea. I honestly don't remember the first message because I have not felt well this week. It's been a bad week.
Well, I'm sorry it's been a bad week, but you now have made it look
like you
I stood up Mary Ellen, and this is not my fault.
How do you not get a hold? I'm confused.
Because you waited till like right before, and then I thought I gotta switch places now, so I ended up going to Steak and Shake.
Oh, so you just thought you were coming. You was like just thought I would be. Well, and I normally am there at the beginning of the year. I'm not always there every night.
No, I thought because I had mentioned it to your son and three times to you on Messenger, in which you had responded.
I didn't confirm. Like, yes, come over. I'll be there.
So really, when you say come over anytime, it means confirm, pre-plan.
I mean, you do have to make sure I'm there. I'm, like, at the beginning of the season, if you're talking about, I am there all the time. July is usually my month I can go.
This is not my fault, and I explained that to Mary Ellen this morning. That's really all your fault. And here's the.
It's all my fault.
Yes.
Oh boy.
And here's the thing in it is
oh
that
my gosh.
I know you just turned your earphone toward the microphone. And then the other thing is, is that she, even while she was there, God bless her heart, ate.
Yeah, I bought her meal.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I told the kids. I was like, oh my goodness. Total miscommunication, apparently, between a bunch of people. Yes, because I never confirmed. And I said, well, make sure she gets a drink and meal if she is hungry and thirsty, because it's really hot out today.
Well, it's nice of you to do that, but, you know, we could, to think of the fun, Mary Ellen would have been there. I'd have been working the microphone. It would have been a night.
Yeah.
Angie was coming.
You know, last night was really a hot night to choose, though. It was like 100 degrees in there.
Well, apparently I've got to plan weeks ahead to make sure your schedules composite with what I'm doing.
I mean, kind of, yeah. I do, because I plan my weeks out if I'm going somewhere.
So why did you wait until 3 p.m. the day of?
I wasn't sure what I was
doing. If you would have said 2 days ago, hey, Thursday's bad, I would have then had time to go back and say,
I don't know.
I'm so glad you showed up today.
I'm here. I'm telling you, I don't remember certain. I don't remember stuff right now, because I.
No, but now that you realize what happened, you can't blame this one on me.
Kind of.
How?
Because I didn't know you were coming, for sure. I just thought it was you too. Like.
If it's just me again, just dust him. Who cares?
Well, I mean, if it is just you and like plans change, you're not gonna care.
No, I wouldn't, but...
Right, that's the thing. Like, that's the same thing as, like, if we had something and I was coming in,
sure.
It was just me. I only thought it was you. I wouldn't... And then when they said Mary Ellen was there, I was like, oh, my gosh. And I was already, like, in my car, so...
Forever a black eye.
Oh, I was like, oh, gosh.
Well, imagine when I got your message last night. I'm out at Steak and Shake.
I tried to even call. I was like, if I could call him if I had his, if he would have given me his phone number.
Well, I'm private. I can't be having that. But to be honest, I don't even know my phone number.
Right.
No, I really don't.
I mean, that was a time I was like, gosh, I wish I had his phone number to tell him.
People have asked for it. I don't know it. I don't answer it.
I didn't know where you had ended up.
Steak and Shake. I was sitting at Steak and Shake.
But I didn't.
And all of a sudden, the little bubble pops up. There's a lady here at Stewart's. Looks like Mary Ellen.
That's what I got told by the kids. They're like, there's a older lady sitting at the counter. And I was like, oh, my. Oh, I know exactly who that is.
Because you knew you had stifled.
I didn't know you had invited other people.
And I never. Golden voice. Think about that on your little microphone over there.
I just thought you were coming, showing up, and...
Well, I was gonna do 30 minutes of me on the mic, and then 30 minutes of Golden Voice, and then if Mary Ellen would have liked to have got on, we'd have put her on for 30 minutes. That would have been historic. I had Angie there to videotape it.
Oh Lord!
It was gonna be great, and you blew it.
I blew it.
You blew it
completely.
Totally blew it.
Sorry.
You would have ended right up there with Tony Pecos in the video section of my internet page, which has 1,200 subscribers.
Well, if I had your phone number, it'd be a lot easier to communicate these things.
At that point, what could have been fixed? You calling me at Steak and Shake saying, hey, there's somebody over here. What could I have done at that point?
Oh, I don't know. No, like, if you just texted me like a regular person, not just on my because I don't check my messenger a lot.
But you had seen my messages. Now,
I know,
does anybody out there believe I'm in the wrong here?
I don't think about
Call
it.
Call in. Let me know who's in the wrong.
I'm very
We've just
confused.
Pled the case here. 740-383-9944. If anybody wants to side with the, really, the guilty party.
I'm guilty.
Feel free. 740.
I don't get notifications for messages, and I don't even remember if I looked at. I don't know. I don't remember. I honestly don't. Like, remember when I looked at those messages.
You know, it was an ugly moment in life.
It wasn't that ugly.
No, it turned out fine because she came in.
Was she mad at
No,
you?
Of what? Course not. No, Mary Ellen and I go
and
way back.
And the kids said she ate and got something to drink. I made sure, I was like, well, like, offer her something to eat. And
well, I felt terrible, though, because you don't want to send her over there when she's expecting.
Right.
Her and I got a trip planned. Angie and possibly Sean are all going to go to Belle Fountain.
There you go.
And, well, I don't want to talk about it yet because there's something big over in Belle Fountain. But, you know, you guys are boring. You guys are just, I don't know what you guys are doing.
Who?
You and Abby.
Me? I know. I am boring. I've been boring all summer. I haven't.
I'm in Toledo. And
I haven't. Felt well.
Do you watch my videos that I post on these things?
What's that? No.
What planet are you on?
I am not. I'm telling you, I have this vertigo and it is affecting my everyday functioning.
That was a good Hitchcock movie.
It is not fun.
Vertigo.
Vertigo. Well, vertigo in real life is horrible to have. Like, I honestly, it affects my driving, like going long distance and remembering things. I forget stuff a lot. It's messing with my head.
All you know is you made my night a lot more stressful from 3 o'clock on.
I'm sorry.
Because first I had to find another place in 3 hours' notice.
You could have gone there. I didn't have to be there. There were plenty of people there. I just...
No, that's not what you said, though. You said, we need to plan this better. Now, that's like, don't come.
Well, we do need to plan this better, but through me, not my 19-year-old.
Well, I don't know. You know what? We still got to get it done. So I'm just showing up from now on. Now, I'm not even asking permission.
There
I don't care
go.
If you're there.
Okay.
I'm just taking over the mic.
Oh, the kids last night would have been totally fine.
Well, why didn't you say that?
They would have been pure entertainment, Dane and
it would have.
Savannah.
What, me and Mary Ellen and Ted all going crazy there? And you could have watched the video?
You know, I really honestly, though, I would look at the weather and come when it's not as hot. Because it was really hot in there yesterday, and I'm surprised. I was hot, and I don't get hot. And it was like, in that time of evening, it's like 100 degrees when that sun's beating down on the other side of the building.
Well, I'm going to come within probably the next week or two.
Yeah, you need to come when it's not quite so hot.
I'm just showing up. Like I said, if it happens to be a Saturday, it's a Saturday.
Hey, Saturdays are great.
So there we go.
Yeah, Saturdays. So, you know, like, Saturdays start off slow, so that's kind of, I don't know if that's better.
But now you got to get everybody back together, and they're probably a little gun-shy at this point because of what happened last night.
I honestly thought it was just you. I did not know you had, like, a whole slew of people coming. I never talked to you. You saying we, I just thought, I don't really know what that means. And
well, good news. We did end up at Steak and Shake, and I interviewed two kids about starting school and all that sort of thing. And Angie did come out there and videotape, and we had a whole little thing. So it turned out okay.
See?
Well, except for the Mary Ellen thing.
I'm just keeping you on your toes.
Yeah.
Doesn't she have your phone number?
Well, she does, but why would she have a reason to doubt that I'm going to be there?
Well, but if you knew she was going to be there, why wouldn't you call her?
Because I didn't know that I wasn't going to be there until 3 hours before.
But she didn't come till, like, it was like 6 when she showed up.
Six yeah. dates when we had it scheduled.
So what happened from the 3 to the 6 moment?
I was struggling to find another place.
But you didn't call her to tell her you weren't going to see.
Well, I did. I was busy trying to book another, which I got another place booked.
Some of this is your fault because you did not call her. You didn't call. I gave you a 3-hour notice. I didn't know other people were coming. I just thought it was you, and, like, we could just, because we've rescheduled things plenty of times between all of us, so, but you didn't call her to tell her you weren't going.
Because I was in a panic mode because of your late, you know, you got to tell people 24 hours in advance.
I didn't
that
know.
That you're busy.
Well, if I knew, it was, like, an actual,
Event
going on. I just thought it was you showing up, like, you know, like you showed up the last day of Stewart's last year and just hanging out. That's all. I just thought that's what it was.
Now, when I
thought maybe Angie might come
But I've told you that I'm coming to run the mic.
I didn't know.
Now, that's an event.
Production.
Well, I'm going to tape that, of course.
Well, I didn't know that.
You don't think I'm going to tape that?
I'm not in the radio business.
I'm just going to come back here and tell the story. Last night, I went over and ran the mic.
That's right.
No. You tape the stuff like that.
Right. But I didn't really think about that like that.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Anywho.
But you could have called Mary Ellen. You had 3 hours to get a hold of her.
Not really, because I had. It took a minute to get a hold of the manager over at Steak and Shake and get everything rerouted. Then I had to call and make sure that the kids were going to be there, so I had guests, because now I wasn't working the microphone.
Right.
Then I had to get there.
Well, why didn't you make sure that you called everybody else first, though? How did everybody else know where to go? and she didn't.
Well, because...
Oh, man.
Well, it's life. But, you know, I believe it's your fault.
How did everyone else know where to go, but she didn't?
New subject.
You forgot to call.
Because you didn't give me enough notice. Even if you would have said something in the morning, we would have been okay.
3 hours is plenty.
3 hours is not a lot of time.
Oh, my. Okay.
Who were you out to dinner with, anyway?
I was going...
Would you go to dinner with the King of Spain or something? You couldn't postpone that?
Yes, absolutely.
2 hours? Yep. Hey, I'll meet you at 8 instead of 6?
Yep. That's who it was.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. King of Spain.
Oh.
He brought good coffee.
Did he?
No.
That's nice. Where'd you go to dinner?
What? Nowhere.
What is so covert with you? Where'd you go to dinner?
I didn't go to dinner. It ended up... I'm not even going to talk about it.
You told me you went to dinner.
I was going to dinner.
So you didn't even go to dinner?
Oh,
man. Where'd you go?
We can't talk about it.
Why? What happened? What'd you do?
No, I'm not.
What'd you do?
We can't talk about it. What? I thought we were talking about, like, current events.
Did you get
events.
Pizza?
Yes.
At your house?
No, I don't go to my house.
So where were you?
I was just out.
You went to a...
Out and about.
An establishment?
I was out and about.
Did you go to an establishment?
I was just out and about.
Were you in a building with four walls?
I cannot say where I was last night.
Why?
Because... I have circumstances. I can't.
That would prevent this?
No. You're not going to get me to break.
Well, you talk about me being a private person.
That's right.
I don't have this kind of privacy.
I know. You used to be private.
My life's an open book.
It sure is.
Darn right.
Totally. I don't even have your phone number.
It's better that way.
To tell you.
I'm an open book.
Oh, boy.
Because people would text me at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I wouldn't. I would text you... I don't know.
All right.
What are we talking about?
Current events.
I never get to watch the news, just the light.
Well, this doesn't take much explaining, I don't think.
Okay.
In Marion County, the COVID cases have tripled in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
55 cases in the last 2 weeks, and there was a day in the last few where there were 8 cases in one day. The vaccination rate in Marion as of yesterday is 40%. 40%.
That's it.
So when you go to the store and look at the vaccination of people, you know, unvaccinated people are still supposed to be wearing masks.
Right.
60% of all stores still have people wearing masks.
Right.
Because that's the number.
So does it have ages on the...
No, there's HIPAA laws when it comes to that.
I wish they had, like, I would just...
But some are vaccinated people.
Some are vaccinated people.
Yeah, but we don't know how sick they are.
That's interesting, actually.
Yeah, so here we are, and going back to school.
Right.
And we had Dr. Arusi on, and no masks.
No masks yet. I didn't...
Yet. I don't know if they're going to be masks.
No? So you're just going to have sick people?
Well, it seemed to me that if there's no mandate... Well, the CDC already came out this week, and I'll read this again, because I think it's important. This is the CDC. They said the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended on Tuesday that localities encourage all teachers, staff, students, and visitors in schools to wear masks indoors regardless of vaccination status. In areas with substantial and high transmission, CDC recommends fully vaccinated people wear masks in public indoor settings to help prevent the spread of the Delta variants and protect others. This includes school, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky told a media briefing on Tuesday. CDC recommends that everyone in K-12 schools wear a mask indoors, including teachers, staff, students, and visitors, regardless of vaccination status. Children should return to full-time in-person learning in the fall with proper prevention strategies in place, she said. Finally, CDC recommends community leaders encourage vaccination and universal masking to prevent further outbreaks in areas of substantial and high transmission with the Delta variants. Vaccinating more Americans now is more urgent than ever.
Right.
40%.
We just talked about this, what, 2 weeks ago? We were talking about
And what did I say 2 weeks ago?
You said it was going to get bad again.
And here we go.
So, and yeah, and school's going to go back. So.
And the CDC is saying don't do that without masks, but the schools are saying this is not a mandate and we're going to do it anyway.
Right. So you think there's going to be a big breakout?
I think we got problems on the horizon.
Well, yeah, because lots of kids aren't vaccinated.
And even vaccinated people can carry the illness and get sick with it.
Correct. That's very true.
I'm this close to a mask.
You're getting close. You're going to put on a mask?
Well, the 40% has got to get higher.
So the Delta variant, I haven't really even researched that. Is it basically the same kind of symptoms as...
Just more contagious.
More contagious. That's even better.
Better, yeah.
I'm being sarcastic here.
Yeah.
So it's more contagious.
Yes.
Oh. Well, that's bad. But it's the same type of symptoms.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like if I got that, I would know I had it again, COVID. I feel
I
would know.
Most people who are vaccinated believe they can't get it right now.
Oh, no. I 100% think I can definitely probably get it. For sure.
I don't know. I just... 40%. What is wrong with that? It's free. It's everywhere.
Yeah, I just talked to somebody about... I don't understand. I can tell you why, my two youngest aren't vaccinated, and that's only because of, I don't care. They can get vaccinated, but their father does not want them to get vaccinated, so, that, there's no agreement there on that, so I can't go one way or the other. The 19-year-old, I have
You're
no
talking
idea.
So lightly today.
Sorry.
What is this?
I'm telling you, I've had a bad week. I feel like I'm being loud, though. It's really loud in my ear. I can't hear out of my right ear. It's bad. I'm falling apart from vertigo.
Okay.
It's my ears that are causing it.
All I know is at some point, something's going to break.
Yes.
We cannot live like we're living, which is fairly normal at this point, and have a 40% vaccination rate and have a highly more contagious version of this going around, and everything's just going to be hunky-dory.
Right. I understand. Well, I do know people that never get any vaccinations. They don't get their kids vaccinated. They're not vaccinated. So I get that. I just said to somebody yesterday, I don't understand people that have gotten every single vaccination and then they don't want to get this particular vaccination. The reason behind it.
I would never tell anybody to get vaccinated because that is a choice. And I would never call anybody a name who didn't get.
Right.
But I would tell them, because I think this is the news of it, understand there's a more contagious version.
Correct.
Understand the preventions are gone. If you go to the store, people aren't wearing masks. People are going to get 6 feet close to you. And also understand that in Marion County, only 40% of the people are vaccinated. So know that and then make your choice.
Now, have you looked to compare other counties, what their percentages are?
Some are lower, some are higher, but in Marion, we're below the state average.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I wonder if that Botox is causing her vertigo.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. I know it caused the vertigo.
No,
making her not feel good.
Now, you heard the story. Now, who do you believe's to blame for Mary Ellen being alone at Stewart's?
Well, I think she should have called everybody for you.
There you go.
She should have offered to stop. Who all did you tell? I'll make sure I call and let everybody know. Would have been a nice thing, wouldn't it?
I agree, too.
Yep.
I agree. Well, thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Botox.
That's funny.
I cannot believe you two went out and get Botox. That still baffles me.
I've been getting it like a few years, but let me tell you, ever since I don't know.
Here we go again.
I'm sorry.
What are we doing?
I'm whispering. I can't because my ear hurts, and it hurts when I talk really loud.
We don't have to talk really loud.
Okay, I can't tell what I'm talking at. The volume, like today.
That's
at
good
work,
right there.
I started talking to somebody, and they like backed up. I was like, "Am I talking loud? I'm so sorry." I go, "I can't tell."
Well, all I know is it probably was the Botox. If you want to give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, 740-383-9944.
The Botox is just messing everything up. I tell you.
I know it started when the two of you got that.
I got Botox way before vertigo started.
It built up.
That was over 2 years ago. 2 years ago. Vertigo started in May. May 12th.
Oh, you remember that date?
Yeah, I do remember that date because I was gone at a basketball tournament.
Did you wake up, fall down the steps or something?
No, I was at a hotel and I woke up and I...
At a hotel?
Yeah.
What were you doing at a hotel?
I was at a traveling basketball tournament for a traveling team for the youngest child.
Dylan.
No. Oh, you just forgot about Casey.
Oh, Casey. I didn't know she played basketball.
She does. She plays basketball.
I know the other two did.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Well, he did.
Well, Dylan did. Yeah, Dawson didn't. Dawson ran cross country.
Oh, well, I know Dylan used to come down with the basketball clothes on.
Yeah, he did. He didn't play last year, though, but last year was kind of like just a mess of school anyway, so maybe.
I don't think I've ever met Casey.
You've never met Casey?
Don't think so.
Oh.
Well, I've met everybody else.
Well, we like her. She's okay. We're going to keep her.
What, do you keep her in the closet? Where is she?
No, she works at Stewart's, and she plays
never
basketball,
seen her
and she plays volleyball, and she is just starting Harding this year.
Well, where is she when I've met your mother?
Where at? Stewart's?
Yeah.
She didn't work there last year.
I've met your two boys.
Well, you met Dawson goes to the store, and my mom at Stewart's. Did you meet my mom at Stewart's? Mm-hmm. And then Casey just started Stewart's when school got out this year. And then you saw Dylan at Harding all the time when school was in session and
I've seen
all normal.
Other people.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. So I've seen them all, except Casey.
Yep. She just, you know, during all of quarantine, she was at home all the time. And then, you'll see, I don't know, you might see her this year. She'll be at Stewart's. She's at Stewart's a lot now because she's working. She's usually working like 4 days a week now.
I think I might quarantine myself.
You're going to quarantine?
I might. I never did it the last time, so why not get into it this time?
Why are you going to quarantine yourself?
Well, just make myself unavailable.
You're just afraid like of the contagious part of it, being more contagious?
Well, I don't really, you know, you don't want to go out.
I don't go out still, though. Is that bad?
Well, but because you don't have any friends.
I don't.
You know, you gotta have real friends.
I really don't. I don't. You don't ever. I did go. You saw me at the grocery store, though, like a few weeks ago.
Boy, is that going out for you?
Yes.
That's a trip.
That's a trip.
That's a night out on the town.
I don't go anywhere.
At the grocery store.
I know. That was during the day. But I usually order my groceries, and I really don't go out to eat that much. I just go take out and home.
I'm okay with going out to eat with people who I trust don't have the illness.
Right. But what if you're around other people that have it, like if you're going out to eat?
Well, I'd stay clear.
Well, how do you do that?
I just stay away.
Because there's no, like, 6 feet stay away.
I make sure that's still there.
Now, do you think you do, too?
Yes.
Do you notice that you were at the store? Do you notice people do that still? Do people still do that?
No, but I stand behind a glass partition now.
I always say sorry, and I back up because I feel bad if, you know.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, before I ask what I'm going to ask, which is, are you going to be on the radio tonight from 8 to 10?
As far as I know, yes. Did you miss us last week?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, I'm glad. Well, chances are Angie and I will be here tonight.
Okay. Now, to get to my other question, tell her about the gumdrop balls there, Scott.
The gumdrop bars?
Yeah, how somebody forgot to go get them.
Oh, the bus driver, Sarah, forgot to go pick those up for me?
Forgot to go get them and tried to get the bus driver to go get them.
Are you trying to say that I'm at fault for this whole thing last night with Mary Ellen?
I'll be neutral about it and say both of you are kind of at fault. How's that?
Well, I'll ask Angie tonight what she thinks.
Yes, I'll be listening.
Tune in.
I'll be listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See, I took a week off last week, and I felt bad.
You took a week off last week?
You don't know. You don't listen.
What was last week? I don't even remember last week.
Do you know what day it is or what planet you're on?
Listen, I'm telling you. I
feel like I should be working at a doctor's office. What's your birthday?
It's August 2nd.
1964.
79.
Okay.
I don't even... Last week, that... I was probably working. I don't know.
Can you believe Sarah, the bus driver, would not go pick up my gumdrop bars?
I feel like there's more of a story than that.
No, what happened was Mary Ellen Withrow made some gumdrop bars for
it's
me.
It's funny Mary Ellen's involved in this again where something was forgotten.
Well, because... Because she's a nice lady, and she does stuff, mm-hmm. you know, and she hadn't cooked for a while, and she decided to make these gumdrop bars, because I said, that sounds good, and I didn't have time to go get them, so I asked the bus driver here, Sarah, to go drive out to her house and honk the horn, and then Mary Ellen would come out and say, why are you honking your horn? And she'd say, I'm here to get Scott's gumdrop bars, and she'd say, oh, okay, and she'd get them, and that would be that.
Right.
But Sarah just wouldn't do it.
You forgot to go get them, didn't you?
No, Mary Ellen brought them here.
Did you forget to go get them, though?
No. I was hoping that Sarah would go get those.
You forgot.
No!
I feel like you forgot.
740-383-9944. You don't hear Sarah calling in because she knows I'm right.
Okay. We'll see. I didn't even know Mary Ellen was going last night, but it's my fault.
Because you did not plan properly.
I didn't know about a whole production was going down. I thought it was just...
Everywhere I go, there's a production.
Oh, goodness.
When have I ever shown up at Stewart's, except for the last day, when I didn't have, like, five people?
You have. You've come to eat and stuff.
Well, I sat in the car.
Well, yeah. I didn't know that it was, like, a formal production going on. I just thought it was you coming into Stewart's.
This is just highly depressing.
It
are you
is.
Gonna Are you going to be a part of the Christmas bus thing we got going on? Have
oh,
you heard about that?
Yeah, I did listen. I listened
okay.
today.
Okay, well, what do you think of that?
That you guys have the tour going around?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great. I remember that tour.
See? You're going to be a part of it this
they
time?
They used to go by...
Hey, you have a food business. So...
It's not open in
no, no, no,
December.
But at Christmas, this will be great.
Oh, no, I am not opening anything.
No, hold on.
Oh,
just relax a
no.
second. We're going to put this in place right now. I got Mary Ellen booked this morning. You heard that. Okay, here's what will happen. You get your kid. This will be fun for you guys. Decorate Stewart's with Christmas lights.
We're not even there.
No, you don't have to be. Christmas lights are for people outside.
Okay.
You decorate for Christmas,
yeah.
Okay? And when we're done, just on those nights, we'll drive in to Stewart's. That's still in the city. We'll drive in, and you guys will serve us cookies and milk.
We won't even be there.
But you will be those nights.
Mm-hmm.
Cookies and milk.
There's not even heat on.
Well, we're not going to bring everybody inside.
It's cold.
We're going to be on the bus. Okay, so that's how... Can you do that?
I cannot confirm that right
why
now.
Why can't you get cookies and milk?
Why do I have to do cookies and milk?
Because you're a restaurant. You have a vendor's license. You can do this thing.
But I'm not selling them to you.
So. Okay, even better. So cookies and milk, right?
So why can't someone just do cookies and
milk? Why do you not want to be in the Christmas spirit?
It's actually not in the city limits. It's outside the
city
limits.
We can drive there, okay? See, I'm telling you right, we're going to bring two buses. We're going to drive them up there. There'll probably be about 50 people.
You think I like Christmas?
Yes, you do. I saw you last year all excited and taking pictures of your Christmas tree.
Nope, not excited. I don't like Christmas.
Well, you're going to like it those days. So I got you confirmed for nope. Christmas cookies and
Everybody's hearing me say no confirmation.
How about Christmas
yet?
Cookies
I'm
and
not,
coffee?
I'm not sure
you,
where
you
I'm
You have a percolator
be.
In there, don't you? Coffee machine?
I don't have coffee.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Why don't you have coffee?
Because we're open in the summer.
What kind of jazz is that? People drink coffee
it's
in the summer.
Summer. Nobody wants coffee. I can.
What a Grinch you are.
I honestly believe nobody would order coffee. Only a handful. And I have had a coffee pot before years ago, and I did like gifts. Somebody.
So you're telling
a cup
me
of coffee.
You are not going to do this.
I'm going to have to think about that. Get back to me. You'll have to ask my assistant that's 19 years old.
I thought I couldn't ask him anything because we can't get things done
right.
through him.
You know what I did today, though? There's a two younger, I bet there are seven or eight girls selling tea on Brightwood Drive today. And I, you know, they were making some money. I saw their, unless they just put some money in their little bucket that looked like they were making money. But they were very excited for the people stopping to buy their 25-cent cup of tea. That's a good deal. 25 cents, and it was a 12-ounce cup.
And you drank it?
I drank that tea.
Yeah. Oh, see, I don't know.
I did. I gave them, but I also gave them $5 a piece. I gave them each a $5 bill. For their 25-cent cup
well,
of tea.
Well, look at you.
I know.
Aren't you just happy?
It's Christmas in July. There you
well,
go.
Well, apparently not Christmas in December.
I have been waiting. So, I don't know what day it was. It might have been 4th of July. I saw a little boy over by Grant, and he had a lemonade stand, and I forgot to go back around, and I was so mad I forgot before I went back to work.
So, why do you have good hospitality toward other people, not me, when I'm trying to do something?
Well, this
and
is
And I'm giving
December.
You 6 months' notice.
Right, that's the thing. I'm the type of person, I'm not a planner. I like to just do things like...
No, you don't. We tried that yesterday, and you saw where that
was. Right. Oh,
you're not a planner. You're not a spur-of-the-moment person. What exactly are you?
I'm an in-betweener.
You're just confused.
I am confused.
Get your little buddy.
My buddy.
And you can dress up like elves.
Like Buddy the Elf.
Yep.
There
Here we go.
Go.
Dress up like elves, and we'll do cookies and milk and coffee, because some people like coffee.
It sounds lovely if it's snowing.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, those cookies ought to be homemade. You ought to make them cookies.
Yeah, well, you can see what I'm having.
People
listen,
don't want no store-bought cookies.
Listen, I'm trying to bring the people of Marion a Merry Christmas, and look at what I'm getting, the abstinence, the obstinance I'm getting here, trying to get this done.
Yeah, milk and cookies, and they should be store-bought, your homemade cookies.
Homemade cookies.
No. Chips Ahoy.
Here we go. Thank you.
Yep.
See, everybody's with me.
That's one person. Do you remember they had the contest? They used to have a Christmas lights contest.
Well, maybe we'll do that too while we're out.
They did. They had a contest. You like, because my, I know they did it.
Wouldn't you bring your menagerie on this bus tour anyway?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
What's the, like, you have two buses that are, how long is this going to last? Just one night?
No, I think we'll probably do it. My guess is three.
Three.
Because we'll do it once a week, every week. Between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, I see. That's nice. Ain't Thanksgiving's late again? Is it late?
I think it is. But I want to do it. I'm going to try if we can amp this up to do it the Black Friday night.
Ooh, Black Friday night.
Yeah. That'll be the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do like the following Thursday, and the following Thursday.
Oh, Thursdays.
Well, because you don't want to do it on the weekend.
I mean, I definitely have to be checking basketball schedules for that.
Don't you have anybody else who can pass out a cookie?
No, they're all at school or college or playing basketball or, yes, my kids are busy.
Okay, then you get your little friend, put an elf hat on.
Well, she could be at wrestling. We have sports.
Excuse me.
And who knows what could be going on by then with the Delta.
Oh, we'll be masked.
We'll all be masked?
Sure.
You think so?
No, I will make sure that we're all masked.
Oh, you're going to make sure everybody's
masked.
Yeah, Singing through masks.
Santa Claus is going to be on the bus.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
You're going to have a route that's planned
yes,
out?
Yes, and we're going to go through the Christmas lights out at the fairgrounds.
So if you have a route that's planned out, you need to make sure you have a good route. So You have to have a good route of Christmas lights. You can't
guess where
have,
it ends. Stewart's Root Beer for cookies and milk.
You can't just have a random route with no Christmas lights.
I'm not
lights.
Driving. That's on Sarah and David.
But you gotta make sure, like,
Sarah, David, you better get those Christmas lights scoped out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you gotta make sure that route is gonna have Christmas lights up. Like,
we're gonna meet in a parking lot, probably like Meijer, where people can leave their cars,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll probably go right from there on out to the, you know, the Disney character house.
Yes.
And then we'll swing over to the fairgrounds and go through there, and then we'll head on over to Stewart's and get some cookies and milk.
I bet there's a lot of people in Marion that could give you ideas of which way to go just because they know where certain houses are. That
well, I'm not staying out all night.
Yeah, but like,
this is like 90 minutes tops.
Right, but you got to make it worth these people's time that they.
Well, they're not buying, paying. I'm just taking them.
But they still want to see Christmas lights.
They're singing. When we're going to stop, we're going, hey, da, 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 Marshmallow World. You know, we're going to be doing all that. Sheep music.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, caller.
Now, just hold on a cotton chicken minute. What's on, Sarah and Dave?
Well, you got to start scoping out the lights.
I have to drive. You're supposed to be like the planner in charge.
Well, yeah, but you're driving, so you got to know the route. I'm going to be there with Mary Ellen, who, by the way, this morning agreed
we
to come
with. We need to get this all figured out before we go, because here's what will happen. Everything is going to blow up in our faces, and then you'll get on the radio, and somehow you'll come out smelling like a rose,
that
and I'll be like the buffoon or something, and I'm not doing that.
She's right.
No. Did you hear this morning?
Did I hear you say I was right, Michelle?
Yes.
Did you hear this morning?
Thank you.
Hey, did you hear this morning that Mary Ellen's coming?
No, I didn't. I was only able to. I've seen, you know, in and out.
So she's coming.
Most of the show, but I didn't hear that part.
She's coming. She'll be with.
Cool.
Her and I are going to be on your bus.
Okay. Now, before, let's don't put the, what is it saying, the cart before the horse. Have you got all this cleared with your pals down at City Council?
We're working on that.
Okay.
We haven't taken any reservations yet. I'm just getting all my ducks in a row.
Oh, man.
Right. Well, yeah, speaking of getting all of our ducks in a row, we got to get us a map.
Yep.
Did you hear that Michelle stood Mary Ellen Withrow up at Stewart's last night?
Yeah, but I heard that you failed to place a few phone calls.
Thank you.
My phone was out.
Us girls are going to stick together, Scott, so
that's
right. I'm going to try it.
Well, start looking for Christmas lights because you got to plan the route.
Do you? Okay, bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. She's going to be like Rudolph that night. We're going to follow her lead.
Well, hopefully, you know, hopefully people will get their Christmas lights up a little early since Thanksgiving's at the end. Like, people that put Christmas lights up usually, you always say, why do you decorate so early? But you want them to decorate.
But not before Thanksgiving. Don't turn them on before Thanksgiving.
Right, but I decorate, like, outside before it gets really cold out.
We can drive by my house. I put one Christmas tree out in the yard.
I think it was it last year I said, yeah, that it was 80 degrees when I was putting my Christmas lights out last year. I took advantage. I didn't turn them on yet, though, but I was in shorts and a t-shirt last year. It was amazing.
Well, and then you got COVID. I wonder how that happened. So we'll go back out through.
I did get COVID.
Right after that. We'll go, yeah, I know. Wonder, shorts and a t-shirt out there in November.
It was like 70-some degrees.
Yeah.
It was warm.
That's pneumonia weather.
No, it's not.
So we'll probably go out to, where are the other hot spots for light?
I know. I said people, you need to have people call
any street,
and tell you.
Any street.
No, that's
yeah,
not true.
Oh, that's true.
My street is a dud. I'm the only person that puts Christmas lights out.
Well, we won't be going down your street then.
No, I'm the only one.
But like if you go down Main Street, there's a lot of lights out there. If you go down, 95, a lot of the banks are decorated up awful nice with the wreaths and the columns and the white lights. And
yeah, I'm trying to think of good houses that are
downtown
really
here. They play Christmas music and they hang up the wreaths and they put up the snowflakes.
Yeah,
we'll probably go downtown.
I'll start looking. I'll try to remember. People will probably tell you some suggestions.
But even when there are not good lights, it'll be the singing.
Oh, that singing will be amazing.
And the anticipation of the cookies and milk over at the root beer stand.
Are you
going
to sing Marshmallow World?
Probably.
Yeah.
You're going to have the hot chocolate over there for us with the marshmallows.
That's the fun one.
Yeah. And Santa Claus cookies.
Santa Claus cookies now.
Yes.
Oh, man. Now it's getting deep.
Well, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas. Santa Claus is Christmas.
You don't want to be a part of the revival of the Christmas bus tour.
No, I think that's really cool. I cannot commit because I do not know basketball.
You know, it's people like you.
I don't know.
It's people like you.
That's trying to
when
parents.
We were trying to come to this country, when Christopher Columbus was loading up the boat, the people, well, I can't confirm, we would have never got anything done. When Ben Franklin was with George Washington, and they were saying, what would people, if Thomas Jefferson was, well, I can't commit to writing the Constitution, I can't commit right now, where would we be?
Yeah, but I have to go to a basketball games. You know, they didn't have, did they have basketball games then?
I'm not saying you have to stay home. I'm just saying, just these 3 days, you know that at, somebody's got to be there passing out cookies and milk for 50 people at like 8:30 at night.
Who am I having do that?
Well, on the ones you're available, you'll do it. And on the ones you're not, you'll have to get your friend or another friend or your mother, somebody.
I see.
Just know that this is on you now.
It's all on me. Nowhere else can you pass out cookies and milk.
Do you know what this will do for that business over there?
Oh, geez.
I'll be putting it on the map in Christmas time.
Nobody will remember us by February.
Oh, yes, they will. People, you said you remember the old Christmas tour.
Oh, I do remember the old Christmas
tour. So why would kids forget this?
The bus used to come to in front of our house.
Yeah.
That's how I remember.
Here you go.
Because we had lights up.
Get ready.
My dad had... he had gingerbread men cut out, and that back then you couldn't just go to the store to buy the candy canes, so he had the candy canes with the chasing lights up the driveway.
I think this will inspire people to decorate when they find out we're going out.
He had a Merry Christmas sign on the roof.
Yeah, it's going to be a thing.
He had a lot of decorations up then. Yeah.
So get ready.
Don't go by my house now, because I don't think my mom decorates that much.
Well, I just think as long as we stay in town, you're bound to see lights.
Yeah, you are. I know there's areas where you'll see, like that surprising, like, oh, those are nice lights, like, that you just don't... Sometimes I go down streets that I normally don't, and they surprise me with the lights.
Well, this has been a good show. It's nice. Today, we've got a lot done. We've got Sarah and we've got Sarah and, Well, that name just went right up. David. Sarah and David, who are going to drive the buses at Christmas.
I completely understand if David does not want to drive
No, he
the bus
does.
Now.
I mean, you're in a car outside.
Oh, okay.
And then Mary Ellen's going to ride the bus. Santa Claus is coming. I've already called him. We're going to Stewart's after to get cookies and milk.
You need to make sure, though, if the bus gets canceled, to call Mary Ellen to tell her.
Oh, shut up.
You're not coming.
Oh, are you going to cancel it like 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Hey, Scott, I'm not passing out the cookies and milk tonight.
It was just you. I didn't know it was a production. I never got that memo. But I did provide her with a meal and drink. I made sure.
I'm sure she appreciates
taken
that.
Care of.
I'm sure she appreciates
right?
that.
She could have sat there all night. Those kids would have listened to her talk.
Well, that's it. I'm glad they were happy.
Yeah.
Okay. We're done. I'll be on tonight, Angie and I, broadcasting, so get ready for that. People miss us when we're not here Friday night. That's people's Friday night entertainment.
I listen every Friday night.
Bull.
I never forget.
Bull.
In the winter, I listen more because I'm at home inside, but... In the summer, I'm like, oh, crap.
I still don't know why we're not on at the root beer stand all the time on the Alexa.
Because those kids like to listen to music that is just horrible.
Well.
They do.
Just
I'm like,
during the day.
This is awful music. You guys need to change it up.
Well, you'll be back next week. You'll find your friend.
Will I be back next week?
I think you will. We're planning. We're starting. It'll be August.
I know. My birthday is next week. Celebrate.
Oh, come in. We'll celebrate by saying happy birthday.
I might have one foot in the grave by that time.
You'll be 57 years old.
Yeah.
That's time to celebrate.
Yep. By next Friday, I'll be like 68.
Talk to you tonight, everybody. 8 o'clock on this station. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Call me. Let's talk. Let's dialogue. Let's see what's going on. Fill me in, and I'm going to surely give you my opinions.
This is Scott Spears looking down on the beautiful city of Marion from the WWGH News Chopper. If you would like to ever submit a news tip or an event to the WWGH News Department, email scott@wwgh.com. 1071.com. And watch out for the chopper. And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the